This year was made available Le'ili Nishmas, Yitzchak ben Yisroel, and Simar Ruchel bas Yitzchak Yehuda Alayvi. Tehayin Shmusam, Tzirira B'tzeror HaChan.
Yud Beis, Omid Beis, three shuah is down from the top. Three shuah is down from the top. Chanan. Rabbi Meir Omer, Oichlin Kol Chomesh, the Seraphim, the Tchilas, Sheish. Rabbi Meir says, you can eat chomets on the fifth hour of Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oichlin Kol Dalet. You can eat only the fourth hour, the fifth hour not. V'Tolin Kol Chomesh. And we suspend it during the fifth hour. It means, fifth hour you cannot eat it, but it's muta bahanoim. So once more, the Meir says you can eat up to and including the fifth hour, and the Yehuda says you can eat only up to and including the fourth hour. Now, according to Abaye, according to that Lashon of Abaye, that says, we don't say that people make an error in their testimony when they want to gauge their time. They're not expected to make any errors. So if people are so more or less accurate, nechol kulei sheis, let them eat the entire sixth hour, because the only reason is that they shouldn't come to eat the araisa, which is the beginning of the seventh hour. So if people don't make any errors, why did the Chachamim have to say it's also in the seventh hour? In the sixth hour? Let them eat in the sixth hour too? The man said you can eat in the fifth hour, not in the sixth. Why not in the sixth? Because if you permit the sixth, they might come to eat with seven, which is the Raisa. But if you'll say people can gauge more or less correctly the time, so let them eat in the sixth hour too? Well, no, the sixth hour, the sixth hour. They won't come to eat in the seventh hour. And according to the second Lashon of Abaye, the Omer Odom Toyer Mashu, people make somewhat of an error in gauging the time. Nechol Atzov Sheish, let them eat up to the close to the end of the sixth hour. So why does it say that Ramer holds it's usher to eat entire sixth hour? Say that. Now the Gemara continues the kasha. We're still continuing the kasha. And Abaye, Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Odom Teyeh Chatzi Shor, according to the first Lashon, Abaye says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, man can make a half hour error in gauging the time. Nehu. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't eat at all in the fifth hour? Nehal Ad Pal Givishes. Let him eat until the middle of the sixth hour. And there's a half hour left before the seventh hour. And a half hour people could gauge. People won't make more than a half hour's error. So why would it be the same? You can't eat beyond the fourth hour. Let him eat fifth and half of the sixth. And even though they make an error, but they won't make an error more than a half hour. So therefore they'll never eat in the seventh hour. In order, according to that second Lashon Abaye, the Amal that just said, Odom Teyeh Shor Mashu, the Abaye said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, man can make an error of an hour plus a Mashu. Nechol Ad Sof Hei, let him eat up till close to the end of the fifth hour. So that little bit, the end of the fifth hour, and the entire sixth hour, that's an hour and a Mashu. More than that, people won't make any error. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't eat it only the fifth hour? Say that. Omar Abaye. Abaye declares there's a difference between Edim and between the Dinim that you make for the whole people. Edus misuro lizlizim. Edus is something given over to people who are energetic. It means people who have a certain prudence. Zrizim means energy or prudence. They mean they're capable people. When a man comes to say Eidus, so he puts upon himself the obligation of making sure he knows what he's talking about. So that itself makes him deserve it. In addition, women and children and avodim cannot be Eidim. In addition, if people are not min hayishuv, but they don't have work to do, idlers, we don't accept any Eidus. So therefore, you have to have a respectable person to say Eidus. Therefore, they won't make an error more than a certain amount. But Chometz la koil moshe. Chometz is given over to everybody. Everybody has to keep the din of Chometz. And therefore they, people in general, are not trusted. And they can make a bigger margin of error. And that's why, whether it's a male or a Yehuda, each one gives a bigger halchoka. So a male says, fifth hour and no more. A Yehuda is machmir more, the fourth hour and no more. Because since Chometz is given to anybody to keep, so therefore faith, they won't gauge the time as well as Eidim. So Eidim, we have said a certain amount of error, but no more. But the koil, the public in general, they would make a bigger error. That's why I have a bigger halacha. Say that. Akash now on the Rabbi. Up to now, the Akash was on Abai. Now, same question we ask on the Rabbi. Rabbi says that the mayor hold, Eidim, can make an error in almost 2 hours. So at the beginning of the fifth hour, just after the beginning of the fifth hour, they should stop eating. Why does Rabbi say you can eat the whole fifth hour? If people make an error almost 2 hours, so they'll be eating with a fifth hour. Let's say a few minutes into the fifth hour, and it might be a few minutes into the seventh hour, because people make an error 2 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rameel. And so the Gemara, so the question, why does Rameel say that you can eat chometz the entire fifth hour? He should say you can eat only a few minutes or a minute in the beginning of the fifth hour, and I have to stop, because almost 2 hours, people make mistakes, according to Rameya. That's all of us said. And for the Imam. Hey, chamo b'mizrach, v'zayin chamo b'mayim. In the fifth hour, the sun is well to the east. In the seventh hour, the sun is to the west. So therefore, ideas like this. In the sixth hour, the sun is almost overhead. It's in the end of the sixth hour that the sun is in exactly in the middle. So into the seventh hour, the sun is past the zenith, past the middle. So we say, when it comes to such an error of eating chometz, even though people make an error almost 2 hours, but this kind of error they won't make. They'll eat in the seventh hour, because they know from the sun that it's not the seventh hour yet. So they won't come to eat in the seventh hour. If so, if you're relying on that, so what does Rameh say? You can eat only in the fifth hour and not in the sixth. According to Rameh, they should be able to eat in the sixth hour also, because the sixth hour, the sun is on the east side of the zenith, the middle of the sky. The seventh hour, it begins to go on the west side. So people can see the sun is not yet directly overhead. They can still eat. It's not the end of the sixth hour yet. That's what you just said. That's why we permit them to eat, even though it's 2 hours, almost 2 hours before the seventh hour. And Rameh said that much error people make, still we permit them to eat the entire fifth hour because they can watch the sun. So let them eat the entire sixth hour also because they can watch the sun. Say the kashya. So the kasha was, according to Amea, why does Amea say that they can eat only the fifth hour and no more, if you say the difference between the sixth and the seventh is recognizable because the sun in the sixth is to the east and the seventh is to the west? Let them eat the entire sixth hour, close to the end. On the sixth hour, Yoma means the day, the sun, the Kana Sequoia stands near the tip of the sky. It means near the zenith. And since it's close, it's too close already to risk. Therefore, the sixth hour, we don't risk. Before the sixth hour, we permit it, because people won't make such a big error. They can see the sun is far to the east yet. You know, it's permissible to eat. But during the sixth hour, it's close already. So even though Ramea would permit up to the zenith, but just before the end of the sixth hour, but to play safe, he gave some margin and said the whole sixth hour you don't eat. Say that. What was said? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible to make a mistake in almost 3 hours. Then midchilas dalid lo nechel, then the beginning of the fourth hour, he shouldn't be able to eat anymore. A little bit after the beginning of the fourth hour, it's a little less than 3 hours to the seventh. And people make such a mistake according to Rav. So you should stop eating chametz. Why does Rav Yehuda permit the whole fourth hour? And for the Gemara, hey, in the fifth hour, chamo b'mizrach. V'sheva chamo b'mayer. V'kol shekein dal. And surely the fourth hour, the sun is still far to the east. And therefore, even though in other cases, they make an error when it's not in that proximity to the zenith. Let's say, no matter the first, second, third hour, and so on. You can make an error, but when it's close to this seventh hour, so people won't make an error between the fourth hour and the seventh hour. Because the fourth hour, the sun is far to the east. And therefore, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to eat chametz the whole fourth hour. If you'll say this svara, that because the sun is to the east, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't eat in the fifth hour? In the fifth hour, the sun is also well to the east. And for the Gemara, Tirgim Abai. So Abai stepped in to defend Rav, although it was different from him, he defended him. Eidus Mesuchel is reason. Eidus is given this reason. So Eidus, we say, that people won't make an error from before the Chatzes to after Chatzes. When the sun is in the east, the sun is in the west. If Eidim won't make such an error. But Chometz la Teil Mosor. And there, since Chometz is given for everybody, even for ordinary people, and some are not intelligent, so therefore, even the fifth hour, it's possible for people to make an error. So that's why he's explaining how Rav will hold the coin to Rav Yehuda. And the Machmer about Chometz, such a big Chumre, that even the entire fifth hour is usher to eat, because they might make a mistake. Say. So Eidus, witnesses will know the difference from before the middle of the sky and after. They'll know the difference between the sixth and the seventh hours. But Chometz, since it's mosur to everybody, even to ordinary people, not intelligent, we have to give a bigger margin of error. That's what Abai is explaining according to Rav. And therefore, after the fourth hour, Yehuda said you can't eat it. But the Rav said, no, love high at time. That's not the reason of Yehuda. But Rav holds, nobody will make an error, even ordinary people, between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. And to say we have to give such a big margin of error because people are not always intelligent, not necessarily give such a big margin. It would be enough to say you can't eat in the sixth hour. Why Rabbi Yehuda say you can't eat in the fifth hour? For a different reason. Ela Rabbi Yehuda led Tami follows his shita the army says ain beyor chometz al esreif. He holds a mitzvah of destroying chometz and of Pesach is by burning the chometz. That's how he heard, holds. Now, in order to burn the chometz, you have to have wood. V'yohavu le'rabonin sho'achas lilkid bo'itzim. The chachomim gave the people 1 hour to pick wood, so he should be able to burn it in the sixth hour. The sixth hour, he must get rid of the chometz. But in the fifth hour, we say, don't eat anymore, in order that you should be reminded to pick wood. Because if you'll wait until the sixth hour to pick wood, you might wait until too late, when it's already the seventh hour. So therefore, they said in the fifth hour, don't eat chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So they'll remind people to pick wood. So by the beginning of the sixth hour, they'll be ready to burn it. That's the reason. It's also to eat chametz in the fifth hour. Not because people make an error between the fifth and the seventh. But the fifth, the sun is so far to the east, nobody makes such an error. Say that. Rabbeinu has the kasha on Rabbi. We learn, Omer Rabbi Amosai, when do we say that it's a chiyuv to burn it, get rid of the chometz? Shelo b'shas b'yom. Now we're going to learn Rashi's pshat, and soon we'll see how Tesis turns it upside down, disagrees. But first, Rashi's pshat. Amosai, when do I say that ain't beer chametz al esreifa, the way to get rid of chametz is to burn it. Shelo b'shas b'yurei. Before the time of beer chametz, means before the seventh hour begins. Then, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Ah, well, b'shas b'yurei, but when the seventh hour begins, ashbo sasa b'chol davar, you should destroy it in any way you can. Don't have to bother about burning it. So Rashi learned the kasha like this. So why do you have to bother looking for wood in the fifth hour? You say you shouldn't eat the fifth hour in order to remind people to look for wood in the fifth hour. Otherwise, they might start looking for wood too late. Who cares? Let them wait at the beginning of the seventh hour. Then they can destroy without burning. Don't need wood. You could give it to, you could grind it up. And bury it in the ground, destroy it some other way, scatter it to the wind. That's Rashi learns. Since Rabbi Yehuda says, the only time it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz is shelo b'shas b'yurei, before the seventh hour. So why bother? To such a chumrah, you say you shouldn't eat in the fifth hour in order to prepare wood, because you have to burn it. So let's let them wait. And they'll burn at the beginning of the seventh hour. If anybody doesn't have wood, at the beginning of the seventh hour, he'll destroy it any other way besides burning it. Of course, if people want to burn it, let them burn it beforehand. But to say it should be usher to eat just because of that, worst comes to worst, he didn't prepare the wood because he was busy eating and he forgot about the wood. So at the beginning of the seventh hour, he'll destroy it anyway. He doesn't have to burn it. That's how Asher learns the kasha. Say that. Tesis Amosai. Amosai, Tesis says, Shelo b'shas b'yurei. Teres of countries, Shelo b'shas b'yurei means b'sheish, in the sixth hour. That's not the time when the Torah requires you to destroy it. The Rabbi Yehuda says, you need sreifa. On b'shas b'yurei, Rashi learns mikan v'eilech, when the seventh hour begins. So then the Torah requires you to destroy it. The Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you can use any method of destroying it. So, what is kasha like this? This is how Rashi learns the kasha. Hoyel, since, ubeshaz be'ure, at the beginning of the seventh hour, hashbo sase behold over, you can destroy it anyway, you don't need any wood to burn it, you can destroy it without burning it. So, what worse comes to worse? If he didn't prepare any wood, yamtin, he could wait ashev until the beginning of the seventh hour, and then he'll burn it. He'll then destroy it without one. Doesn't have to burn it. So why do you have to say he shouldn't eat in the fifth hour? Because he has to prepare wood. Otherwise, if he eats, he'll forget to prepare wood. Who cares? He wouldn't prepare wood. Worst comes to worst. He didn't burn it beforehand. When the seventh hour comes, he destroys it any way that he wants. So what's so terrible? So why do you have to go to such lengths and say you shouldn't eat in the fifth hour just because of that? That's how Rashi learned. I say that inside. the kosher Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Heche Yamtin Ad Sheva Levo. How can he wait until the beginning of the seventh to destroy it? Oh, asking that we concluded above that the Yehuda says, when you find chametz after the beginning of the seventh hour, you shouldn't look for chametz anymore. If you weren't beidik chametz before, you should not be beidik at the beginning of the seventh hour, because if you might encounter chametz, you might come to eat it. Again, above we learn, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you weren't beidik chametz before, you shouldn't be beidik chametz after the beginning of the seventh hour, because when you encounter chametz, you might eat it. The goes Rabbi Yehuda, b'shas isure, at the beginning of the seventh hour on, you shouldn't leave dick, shouldn't be beidik chametz, you'll might come to eat it. So how can you say here, let him wait the beginning of the seventh hour, and he should pick up the chametz and destroy it anyway? Why aren't you afraid he might come to eat it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, say that. Again. Just like Rabbi Yehuda said, you shouldn't be beidik chametz when the seventh hour commences. Because when you find the chametz, you'll pick it up. To get rid of it, you might come to eat it. That's why you're not beidik chametz. So here, how can you wait till the seventh hour to destroy it? And you pick it up in the seventh hour to destroy it, you might come to eat it. That's a kasha. Oy, shas bi'odeh masnis nainu b'sheish. In the Mishnah later, when Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it, it's talking about, you don't have to burn it, that's the sixth hour. The sixth hour, that's the time when you get rid of chametz. Everybody knows that. You don't wait till seventh hour. Sixth hour, that's when you have to get rid of chametz. That's the bio of chametz. So what's he saying? Rashi said, v'shaz bio means beginning of the seventh hour. V'oi, d'min neisa yolev, Abiyuda learns from neisa. Neisa, if a kolm is left over beyond its proper time into the morning, you have to burn it up. And from there he learns you have to burn up chametz also. And you get rid of it by burning, not by destroying it in some other way. The chometz be sleifer. From Neisa, I learned that chometz has to be destroyed by sleifer. But Neisa, acha shi'urei toren sleifer. After that time is over, when it's no longer permitted to keep it, then you have to burn it. Okumoke chometz. So chometz also, you no longer can keep it, you have to burn it. That means when the seventh hour begins, so according to Terry, you can't keep it anymore, that's the time to burn it. If you learn from Neisa, it has to be like Neisa. When do you burn the coal? When you can't keep it beyond a Neisa ad Beikah. You can't keep it till morning. Well, it's a Sirim Rin ad Beikah. But if you do leave over ad Beikah, so chametz also. You have to burn chametz when you leave it over beyond the proper time. And that's the beginning of the seventh hour. So how can you say that you burn it before and not afterwards? On the contrary, afterwards is the time to burn it, like Neisa. Say that. After beginning of the seventh hour, that's not the time of beer. Why? After the sixth hour is over, when the seventh hour begins, that's after the proper time of beer. The time? We learned above, you learned from Neisa, that the time of Sreifa is when the time of keeping it is over. That's in the morning. So chametz also, when do you have to burn it? After the time is over. It means the beginning of the seventh hour. That's when you need Sreifa. But that time when everybody is supposed to destroy it normally, haynu b'sheish, kibin d'eino mitzvah levuare, elamid rabbonon, hashbasosa b'chol dova. So Tesis is like this. That when does Rabbi Yehuda say after ein bi'or chometz shall say after burn it? Beginning of the seventh hour? But that's the time you can't keep it anymore, minatzeh. But before the seventh hour, you can destroy it anyway. So therefore, since everybody is expected to destroy his chametz in the sixth hour, you don't have to have slave it. So why should you say you can't eat in the fifth hour in order to prepare wood? You don't need any wood. If you burn it, if you get rid of it at the proper time in the sixth hour, you can destroy it any way you want. Can you see what Shalom Pilik also? So again, Qualification is like this. What are you saying, according to Abhudic? The reason he can't eat in the fifth hour, in order to allow them to prepare wood, to burn it in the sixth hour. In the sixth hour, he burned it without wood. You don't need to burn it at all. When does Abhudic require burning? He waited until the beginning of the seventh hour, but you're not supposed to do that. You expect to burn it in the sixth hour. So therefore, why bother to say you can't eat the entire fifth hour to prepare wood? Why should you prepare wood? You can destroy it any way it wants before the beginning of the seventh hour. Say that. Now, in the Gemara, six lines before the Gemara is pressed. Elo amarava. So now we have to back out from the reason we said they don't eat hummus in the fifth hour according to Rav Yudin, in order to allow them to gather wood. No. We're afraid it might be a cloudy day, and people cannot see it that the sun is in the east. So therefore, Abhudah said you have to stop eating in the fifth hour. Because you might make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh. You have to make a takonah for every year. Some years it's cloudy, Erev Pesach, and people won't see the sun. Therefore you have to stop 2 hours before. Even the fourth hour you shouldn't eat. Why does Abhudah permit to eat the fourth hour? If it's a cloudy day, it could be it's the seventh hour, and people think it's the fourth hour. This we don't have to worry. Dalid, the fourth hour is Man Suda Lakil. It's the time when everybody eats. That's when they used to eat their breakfast, the fourth hour of the day. Let's say the day began. 6 o'clock, the sun rises. So 6 to 7 is 1 hour. 7 to 8 is the second hour. 8 to 9 is the second, the third hour. From 9 to 10, that was the time when people ate their breakfast. Even working men who went out to work already early in the morning, but at 9 o'clock they ate their breakfast. So since that's the time when people eat, so people are not going to make a mistake and eat later. But in the fifth hour, if you'll permit them to eat, then they might come to make a mistake in the sixth or seventh too, on the cloudy day. So therefore, that's all we make us. But in the fourth hour, since everybody eats ordinarily at that time, we're not afraid that people will eat later. Say that aside. The bottom tasteless. Albaz man sudalakelti. So Tesis says, that's the case. Why? In the case of witnesses. Do we say that they make errors between the fourth hour and the fifth hour or the sixth hour? How can you make errors if Alba is Mansu de la Kail? The text answers, Lo Shaye Chaitam. This Svora of Alba is Mansu de la Kail is only fitting El Alien Achila, Alien Avis Lot, means this. When you're Geza, that people, when the time comes to eat in the fourth hour, they'll think it's the fifth. It might be the sixth hour, seventh hour. When they sit down to eat the fourth hour, that's because it's a habit eating the fourth hour. We're not afraid. But Avis, let's say, they say that comes a month later, or a year later, and they testify they saw a certain thing. So there, we don't know whether they saw it before breakfast or after breakfast. They don't remember. So therefore, the fact that people eat in the fourth hour wasn't helped for Adam. When you're talking about making a takonet, people should go and eat on the fourth hour and not later. You can say that takonet like that. But you're talking about witnesses, and retroactively, when they testify, and you want to say that there would be a mistake between before the fourth and after the fourth, because the fourth hour is a boundary of breakfast. Adam don't remember when they had breakfast. If they saw it before breakfast or after breakfast. And maybe that day had happened, they didn't eat any breakfast. So therefore, with Avis, it doesn't help. Talk that over and that's all.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigda.com. Thank you.